I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey everyone, this is Thatch and welcome to Puckle's Trivia Rewind. I'd like to remind everybody that this is a show that takes place about 4 years in the past. So now you're just about entering the land where Pikachu and Eevee are very, very popular, and now partner Pikachu and partner Eevee can be answers. So please be aware that not everything is exactly up to date. And if you want to catch more recent episodes of Puckle's Poke Quiz, you can, of course, just check out Puckle, a Pokemon podcast, wherever you're listening to this podcast or anywhere else you might want to listen to podcasts. So be sure to check it out. Let it roll. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. That means no browsers, guys. You got to use what's in your heads. Sigma and Jushir are going to be competing together as a team to answer five Pokemon questions. And each of these questions will be worth 1 point. However, one will include a bonus point with one. So that's a possible total of six. They will also have one hint that they can use throughout the challenge. If they don't use the hint and get all the questions correct, they can cash that in for an additional point for a possible total of seven. They are competing against their fellow co-host to a race to 30 points. Whoever hits that first gets $20 of TeePublic/PokemonCenter.com credit. So yay! So you guys, if you're ready to go, we're going to get into these questions.
Do this, Sigma.
We'll see.
All of these questions today come from a user on our Discord named Kantriakor? I don't exactly... K-A-N-T-R-I-A-K-H-O-R. Yep. However you pronounce
that.
But he has all of these questions. I'm pretty excited because the theme is pretty amazing.
Let's see if we catch on.
If you guys are ready, I am going to go ahead and ask you question number one. And here it is. Which attack does Butterfree learn that would allow it to use the Z-move, Devastating Drake?
Oh, I think it learns Twister.
Twister, yeah, that sounds right, yeah.
I don't think any other dragon move makes sense for it.
Is Twister your final answer?
Butterfree would outrage?
No, that's Beedrill. Yeah, Twister is the final answer.
Yes.
Twister is correct. That is 1 point. Butterfree does learn Twister in a previous generation, apparently. That's what I'm told. All right, so question number two. You'll see the theme here in a minute. What is the name of Richies, the anime character in the Indigo League? His Butterfree, what is its nickname?
Ooh, I don't know that one.
I knew this, but I can't remember.
Because he has some great nicknames, like Zippo the Charmander.
Yeah.
And Sparky.
Sparky the Pikachu.
But Butterfree is escaping me.
I don't remember right now. Oh, should we use a hint?
I don't know if this one's worth it.
Well, up to you.
You're going to punch yourselves in the face when you hear what it is.
Probably.
Is it Freebie? Is it butter?
It's margarine. No, I'm kidding. It's not margarine.
I cannot believe it's not Butterfree.
I'm going to need an answer.
Yeah, I got nothing. I don't think it's worth it, though, because there's still one worth 2 points somewhere.
Okay, then what'd you choose? Butters?
Butterball.
Butterball is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is actually Happy.
Oh.
He nicknamed his Butterfree Happy. That's just the name.
I associate that with cats these days.
All right. So that is still, you guys are one for two, 1 point right now. I want to know, well, I don't want to know, but our user wants to know, how does Butterfree learn the move teleport? How can Butterfree learn the move teleport?
Okay. Well, luckily we know it's not an egg move or a pre-evolution move. There's a decent shot. It's a it just learns it in as a TM in Let's Go, but...
Oh, does it?
I don't know. It's a TM in Let's Go.
Man, that's a good question.
The other thing is it could be like one of those moves it learns when it gets purified in XD.
Oh, wow. That's really deep cut there.
I don't know. It's up to you there.
I think we're going to go with the new Let's Go TM. It sounds like the most... What would it hurt for Butterfree to learn teleport? It absolutely doesn't do anything. So
it does now.
what does it do now?
It's like a slow baton pass.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah, it is. That is interesting.
That's good to know. That's the real trivia right there.
that right there. You should give us the point just for that.
Well, I'm going to give you the point anyway because the TM is correct. It's not from Let's Go. It probably does learn in Let's Go, but it learns it actually in Gen 1 because Teleport was actually a TM in Gen 1 as well.
Oh, okay.
Fun fact. But that is correct. That is 2 for 3 for you guys. So this next question, question number 4. Is your bonus point question. And I want to know, or not I, but our user wants to know more about Butterfree. And he wants to know, name the two-turn/charging/recharging normal special attacks that Butterfree can currently use.
Razor Wind is one, right?
Yeah, Razor Wind was dumb, and I think it was a normal type at one point.
It was normal type, yes. Did they change it to Fang?
One would hope, but they really hate that move.
I know Razor Wind is a special normal attack that requires you 2 turns. The other one being Hyper Beam, maybe?
I don't think that's the kind of 2 turn he's talking about, but...
That is the type.
It's 2 turning, charging, or recharging.
Oh, okay. Then I would assume it learns Hyper Beam. It's a Butterfree, though.
Yeah, Hyper Beam, Razor Wind...
Are those your answers?
And
I only need 2.
There's only 2.
1 and 3?
No, 2.
Oh, okay.
1 point for each.
I'm okay with those 2.
Do you concur?
Hyper Beam and Razor Wind are correct. 1 point for each. Hyper Beam and Razor Wind are both moves that...
Other than the kid's nickname, I'm doing well in this Butterfree thing.
Yeah, I know. You guys are doing really, really well here. So I want to know now. This one's on me. Because question number 5 is always a stat question. What bug-type Pokemon has the highest special attack? Base special attack, I should say.
Well, we get to use our hint here. So.
That's a good question. I would ask you to think about it for a couple of seconds. Okay, never mind, I found it. Because I didn't actually know. I was just asking the question. And so this is a dual-type Pokemon from, I believe, Gen 7.
All right. The believe part is kind of off.
No, it's true. It is from Gen 7.
It scared me a little bit. I feel Pheromosa's in the running.
Highest based special attack.
Okay.
I guess Vikavolt's an option too. It has a good special attack. It might actually be like one of its 2 stats that it has. So it's a dual type from Gen 7. That puts it at those 2, I think.
Which one would you choose? Because as far as I understood, I thought Pheromosa was a physical attacker.
It has the same...
And its attack was its highest stat. Oh, okay.
And speed. It has no defenses. It is a glass cannon.
Mm-hmm. So I need an answer.
I believe its speed is... I know it can upgrade its special attack when it gets its boost, too. So.
Yeah, Gen 7 is not my forte, so depending on you, this one, Sigma.
I feel like Pheromosa is probably higher.
Is Pheromosa your final answer?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Vikavolt.
Oh.
Vikavolt has a base 145, and Pheromosa has a base 137.
Okay. They're both really high.
Yeah, they're both pretty high.
So close. Yeah, yeah. Don't blame you. Yeah.
But that gives you guys 4 points for today. So
I would have gone with,
You guys aren't doing too bad, though, because that's 4 points for today. So you guys should pat yourselves on the back. Because that was all Butterfree trivia. You guys crushed that Butterfree trivia. and got yourselves an additional 4 points to your scores, which almost changes things up. It actually does. It does change things up quite significantly.
Ooh.
Because everybody's like neck and neck. I can't believe it. This is like the one that has been the most neck to neck that I've ever seen. So in first place right now, we have Whimsicott with 23 points. In second place, we have Scrawn with 22 points. Following up in third, we have Basket with 19 points. After that, we've got Sublime with 18 points. Then we have Jushiro also in fourth with 18 points. Sigma in sixth with 15 points.
Coming for you.
Shamu tied with Gator in seventh place with 13 points. Maximus in ninth with 9. Snag in 10th with 7. And Viger and Bo bringing up the rear with 5. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. That means no internet, no browsers. You guys got to lower those. Don't cheat. Don't be nasty, nasty cheaters. And of course, welcome to the show, part of the show where we've got trivia from the community, by the community, for the community, for Basket and Shamu. These two guys are working together as a team today to answer 5 Pokemon trivia questions. And hopefully get 7 points out of it, because one of these questions is going to have a bonus point, and they have one hint they can use as a lifeline. However, if they get all the questions correct without using the hint, you guys know what that means. They get an extra point for a possible total of 7. They are racing against their fellow co-host to a total of 30 points. Whoever gets to that 30 gets that sweet, sweet $20 credit to TeePublic/ PokemonCenter.com. Basket just needs to win it 15 more times, and he'll get a Switch.
Yeah, yeah.
So, God, that's such a bad joke. But we're going to keep going. All right. So our first question, if you guys are ready, is going to be from Sarahboo99 on the Discord server.
Oh, hey, Sarah.
Are you guys ready? Do you know her?
Yeah. No, not well. She just likes all of my Basket tweets.
Oh, okay. Good enough. All right. So question number one. This is a dark and ghost type Pokemon. It has jewels for eyes and razor sharp claws. It comes from the Hoenn region. Who's that Pokemon?
That would be Sableye.
That's correct. You guys got a point. Sableye is correct. 1-1. If you guys are ready, this next one is going to be from Linian. This next question, Linian asks, in Pokemon Let's Go, which means Basket can't answer it, what is the only non-flying type Pokemon that can be used to encounter air battles?
Onix.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct.
I only know because I had to do that for one.
Onix is the only Pokemon in Let's Go that you can ride because he is so tall, you can encounter air battles. So you guys are 2-2 today.
Nice.
Good questions all around. You guys are, the people on the Discord are just really good at asking questions, I guess. all right. So our next question is going to come from Claude9. And he wants to know, what is the name of the male protagonist in Black and White?
I
oh my gosh.
You told me this earlier.
Did I really?
Yes.
Oh God. I'm so sorry. We'll let Basket think about it, and then you just give me the answer.
I believe I remembered what it was. I was
talking about it on the live stream. Yep. I forgot about that.
Frank.
Shamu, you can give the answer if you want.
let me hope I get this right. Hilbert?
That is correct. It is Hilbert.
What? It's Hilbert and Hilda.
Hilbert and Hilda for the male
God,
and female characters in
Black and
White.
That is the most ridiculous name ever. That is so funny.
Yeah, so that is 3 Hilbert. Points for you guys. This is probably the shortest Poke Quiz we've had in a while. You guys are giving really good questions here in the Discord. You guys got to challenge these kids. You got to ask them hard questions.
Hilbert.
And is that like what, white 2, black 2?
That's in the manga. That's in the manga.
Still.
So in the manga, you have Black and White as the two main characters. In the Black and White manga, but then when it gets to the Black 2, White 2 saga, they name the characters Black 2 and White 2. No joke. Like, the manga's, like, goofy. Really religious about naming them after the games. But this next question then is also from Claude9. There are three answers to this, but you only need to give me two of them, and we'll give you you'll get 2 points for it.
Okay.
If you get all three, you get bragging rights. So okay. Claude9 wants to know, what are the names of Misty's sisters in the anime?
One of them's Daisy.
Oh my gosh. Doesn't one start with an L, like Laura or
I don't think it's Lana. I do know one is Daisy, so that'll be an answer down.
Okay.
Lana.
Mary or dang it, Mary,
Mary sounds right, to be honest. I don't know that. It's like those are not ones I remember off the top of my head.
I just watched Pokemon Bridged and I got past that part and I can't remember any of their names. I don't know. Mary sounds right to me. Okay, what was the first one you said, Shamu?
Daisy. I remember Daisy being one of them.
Okay, let's do Daisy and Mary. And
then, do you want to do like Lana, Laura, I guess, or whatever?
Daisy, Mary, and Laura.
Sure, that works.
Daisy, okay. Mary, and Laura are your final answers.
Sure.
That is correct on one account. Daisy is correct. The other two are Lily and Violet. They are known as the flowers. Are the flowers of Cerulean City.
Oh my gosh, why did I not start thinking of flowers? Like,
I thought of flowers, I just couldn't think of names of flowers. That would
so
make sense.
That's 1 point for you guys. But you're technically 4 for 4. So yeah. Our next question, and I don't feel bad if this is too hard or not. So I want to know, other than Shuckle, what is the Pokemon with the highest base defense? Or Rock-type Pokemon. Rock-type Pokemon.
Oh, Rock-type Pokemon.
With the highest base defense. I apologize.
Okay.
For that confusion.
I believe Aggron has high. No, it's not that high, actually.
Let's see. Okay, Diancie's special defense, right?
Diancie is, and both. So Diancie itself has 150 base defense. I think. So it has to be something higher because Carving Tide. Is Carving Tide, what's that? I believe Carving Tide is that because it's got like 50 base and extra and special attack.
Well, things can tie. I don't care.
Yeah.
I just kind of look for the first one I see. If they tie, they tie.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something else. Everything else I'm thinking of is something that's like Mega Evolved or.
Yeah.
100 base. The only other thing I could think of is Aggron, but I don't think it gets that much of a boost.
I think Mega Aggron is a safe bet.
But Mega Aggron's a steel type. It's not a rock type.
You're right.
So essentially right now I'm just thinking between Aggron and, I think Aggron has 180 actually. I believe it gets special defense buff too, so I'm just thinking Aggron.
Okay, let's go Aggron.
I can't think of anything with 200, so.
Aggron is your answer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is unfortunately incorrect. That is Diancie. And Carbink. Let me find Aggron real quick for you guys, so I can let you know where Aggron is, but I don't think it's higher than 150.
It's 180.
Wait, is it? Did I miss it?
Yeah.
Oh, Aggron's correct. That is correct. No, his defense. I asked for special defense.
I thought you said defense.
Yeah, you said defense.
Oh, did I say defense? Well, then I was wrong. That's why my list was backwards. So that is correct.
Okay, do we get that extra point that we missed since fooled the Thatch?
No, you're going to get 6 still. So stop being greedy. Okay. Stop being greedy. You're going to get 6. Let me
point.
Yeah, you know, half points. I don't deal in half points because then we're gonna get into quarter points and it just never stops.
We just make it currency. That's all you do.
All right. So you guys got 6 points today because Thatch was the dummy bear. I thought I said special defense. The words just didn't come out of my mouth correctly today. But that's 6 points. That changes up the leaderboard pretty significantly. If you guys are ready for this, you guys are going to be amazed at where the lead. You guys are all so close to each other, by the way. I'm like, this is the closest, like, we have like 4 to 5 people in contention right now. So right now, in first place, we have Basket with 25 points. Followed up by Whimsicott in second place with 23 points. Scrawn is in third place with 22 points. Shamu breaking into fourth place today with 19 points. Tied for fifth place, we have Sublime and Jushiro, both with 6 points apiece. Sigma is in seventh with 15 points. Gator in eighth with 13 points. Maximus in ninth with 9 points. Snag in 10th with 7. Viger and Bo bringing up the rear with 5 each.
Welcome to the Puckle Poke Quiz, where we are going to test your co-host innate Pokemon knowledge. Sublime and Whimsicott are competing as a team against all the other players in a race to 30. And if I recall, Whimsicott, you are in striking distance right now, aren't you?
Well, if I get 7 points today, I think I win. But
yes.
I'm not confident that we can get 7 points.
Yeah, so there are 7 points available. We are going to have 5 questions to test their knowledge, and one of those questions will include a bonus point, so a total of 6 points that way. And they also have a hint if I throw a stumper at them. And but if they get all the questions right and don't use their hint, then they are going to be able to cash that in for an extra point for a total of 7. So with that, like I said, Whimsicott is at 23 points right now. If she gets the perfect score without the hint, she will win, and Sublime and I will roll those points over to the next series. So a lot on the line today.
Yep, $20 credits toward any Pokemon related store, because Basket is Basket.
To any Pokemon related store. So now that's TeePublic, that's Pokemon Center, that's GameStop.
No. Let's stop at those two, please.
All right. So let's go ahead and begin. Almost all of the questions today are in regards to remakes, which is our episode topic as well. And so I want to ask you this one here first. Remakes are often known to come with an accessory of some kind, except for one of them. Which remake games did not come with an accessory?
Okay, so Heart Gold Soul Silver had the Poke Walker.
Yes.
Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire had nothing. Fire Red and Leaf Green had the wireless adapter for the
then
Game
we
Boy
have
Advance.
It's Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire.
Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire had nothing.
And Let's Go
Pikachu,
Eevee
had
the
Plus.
Yeah.
So yeah, it has to be
Omega
Ruby,
Ruby
Alpha
and
Sapphire.
Alpha Sapphire.
And that is correct. Nicely done. Yep. ORAS didn't have that. The only thing I think they had is if you bought them in a 2-pack, you could get 50 potions for each game.
Which, ooh, 50 potions.
I know, right?
Right?
Nicely done. So you guys are on the board today. So let's go ahead and keep on rolling. The next one is about Fire Red and Leaf Green, the first remake game that we had. And in these games, as you played through and you got up to the Elite Four, you were actually limited to only the original 151 Pokemon in the Kanto Dex for you to be able to use and play in there until the post-game, where you could have your friendship evolutions and things like that could happen. So your Golbat could evolve into a Crobat, except for Eevee. Eevee still wouldn't evolve via friendship evolution in these games. Why not?
There is no time.
There's no clock.
Day and night
no
cycle.
Clock.
You have to transfer Eevee to Ruby and Sapphire and Emerald, where there is an actual clock, in order to make it evolve into Espeon or Umbreon.
And then you can trade it back.
Yep.
Is that your final answer?
Wait a minute. You can't get Eevee in Ruby and Sapphire, right?
No, but you can transfer the one you get in Fire Red and Leaf Green.
I think that's right then.
Evolve it
there. Yeah, let's go with that.
And bring it back.
All right, is that your answer then?
Yes.
Sure.
That is correct, yes. Despite not... it wasn't displayed in those games, but Fire Red and Leaf Green did not have the day-night cycle, but Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald did, so you'd have to transfer the Pokemon there and then send them back to Fire Red, Leaf Green, or you could have also taken the Pokemon from Colosseum, Gale of Darkness, evolved them that way, and then transferred, so...
Mm-mm.
But yes, Eevee would not evolve via friendship evolution in those games. Nicely done. All right, moving on to the next one. In Heart Gold, Soul Silver, that was a fourth generation game, so we were looking at nearly 500 Pokemon in the Pokedex. And so to help you fill out that Pokedex, you would be gifted starters from other regions. So my question for you is, who would gift you those the starters from other regions?
I believe it's one of the professors. It's like a gag where you'd go into the grass and he'd be attacked again.
That's
and you grab
Auras.
A different set.
Let me
make one quick comment here really quickly. This is your bonus point question as well. So there are two answers to this.
What you're describing happens in Auras with
you're
Professor
right.
Birch.
That is true. So what was the situation in Heart Gold, Soul Silver? It's been so long.
I never finished the game. Like, I never beat the final. Like, I finished all of the game except for beating Red. I don't remember getting the starters from the other generations because...
Well, okay, so I want to say that maybe Professor Oak could be one of them because you already get your starter from Elm, so maybe Oak gives you something as well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he could be one answer. And we can give two answers, right?
So at this
there are two answers to this. Yes.
All right.
See, my problem with that is that in order to get the starters for all the three sets of starters you're missing, you would need three people.
One of them might give you more than one if you like do something, and then you can get another one.
I don't know.
I feel like the three possibilities I can imagine it being are both professors, so Elm and Oak. And then maybe the, not the rival, but like the helpful rival. The Lyra, and I forget the male version name.
Yeah, Ethan, I think his name is.
Yeah, Ethan. So maybe, do you want to just go with the two professors, Elm and Oak?
But what about the Gen 4 starters? Like, you get for those from the other games, I suppose. I'm not sure, like, if you're confident...
I'm not. That was just like my, like...
Do you want to...
Educated guess.
Okay, so I guess at this point we either give these answers, because I want to say that Bill has something to do with it.
Oh, that's a good point. Bill could be another person that might
do
it.
So we could, like, I can, like, forsake my rush to the win to actually get more points going, because if we don't know for sure, we could get the hint.
I think we should go boldly into the future and
okay.
not use the hint. And if we miss it, then we can try and use the hint.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
So,
go big or go home.
Do you want to say Oak and...
Bill?
Are those your final answers?
Whatever, yes.
Yeah, sure, why not?
That is correct on one account. You're right that Professor Oak does give you your choice of the Kanto starters. And Wimscott, you're right with the idea that the Sinnoh starters would be very easily transferable from anyone who had Diamond, Pearl, or Platinum. So in order to get your Gen 3 starters, you'd actually meet Steven Stone in Silphco.
Ooh.
Ah.
Well, we got one.
Yeah. We guessed one correctly.
Yep, and the other thing to note is these happened after you beat Red. It wasn't just completing the game or the National Pokedex or the Regional Pokedex. It was actually after you beat Red.
So I could not have known. All right.
At this point, you have three points, and you have gotten three questions correct so far. But let's go and move on to the next one. So for my next question, the Pokedex grew from... Ruby Sapphire to Auras, because it included the additions of Pokemon families from other generations, so either evolutions or pre-evolutions. And so what I want to know is I want you to name at least one of the Pokemon that was a pre-evolution that was added to the Hoenn National Pokedex.
I can think of Mantyke and Munchlax.
I was thinking the same things, but which one of them is in the Hoenn National, like in the Hoenn regional
deck. In the Auras Hoenn regional deck.
Yes.
It wouldn't have been in Ruby and Sapphire. He's saying, like, what did they add for Auras to it?
Exactly. So was Mantine available in Ruby and Sapphire?
That is a good question. I'm just thinking, what are all of the Gen 4, like, pre-evolutions that were added? Oh! Badoo.
Badoo? But you? Good one.
Because Roselia for sure
that
is
That one is
in
for
it.
Sure. Good one. We're going to say Badu. Good job, Sublime.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Badu is a pre-evolution.
Badu is an acceptable answer to that. Nicely done, earning you a fourth point. Other acceptable answers, the one that I had in mind actually was Chingling. That was another one that was added.
True.
And let me just double check and see if there were any others that were added.
Oh, that was close.
Yeah.
I think those are the only two pre-evolutions that were
in
added.
It, yeah. Not the national decks, but for the regional decks.
For the regional decks, yes, exactly. So nicely done. You got your fourth point on that one. And the last one is, as always, is going to be a stat question. And so today I want to know what is the, of all the ghost Pokemon, and as a quick comment, this one does come from Ghostly Gecko in the Discord. So the question today is, what ghost Pokemon has the highest base attack stat?
Oh, does anything have higher than Mega Banette? Because Mega Banette is, like, up there.
How much does Mega Banette have? Because I know Marshadow is kind of insane as well.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, actually, I don't think Marshadow's that insane. Isn't Marshadow just 125?
It might be.
I'm pretty sure it's just 125 with the 125 speed, which is a really good spread. Marshadow is actually deceptively not that, like, going to be outrageous because it's just, like, a 600 base stat spread. And Mega Evolutions, like, pump it up really, like, disproportionately. I think it would be a Mega Evolution.
Okay, yes, because I know Blacephalon, like, you think of it as a special beast. It has a deceptively high attack as well.
It is, but it's not it's not the
highest. It's not Mega Banette high.
For sure.
I think you're right about Mega Banette.
I am inclined to say Mega Banette. Are there any ghost legendaries? Not Giratina for sure, but,
No.
Are there any ghost legendaries that might be...
Lunala is special.
Which one?
Lunala.
Lunala's not a ghost.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking... I thought you said Cresselia for some reason. No. I don't know why. The moon. It's because they're both moon Pokemon.
Yep.
That's what it was. All right. Yeah, I think let's go with Mega Banette.
Yeah, I trust you. Let's go with that.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
And that is correct. Correct. Mega Banette is the highest at 165, followed by, I'm surprised you didn't mention this, Aegislash Blade Form.
Oh, that's right.
That also would have been a good choice. But hey, Mega Banette was higher.
Yep. Good job, Sublime.
And then followed by Dhelmise and then Blacephalon and Marshadow. So, nicely done, earning you 5 points. And, since you guys did not use the hint, I don't think it's going to ultimately matter. But you have earned 6 points, which definitely does shake up the leaderboard.
Curses. Just short of the goal.
Just appear on a different podcast.
So with that, Scott, that puts you 1 point out of winning. You now have 29 points in first place, followed by Basket in second place with 25. Sublime, you're right there. You have 24 points in third place. And then followed by Scrawn in fourth, Dr. Shamu in fifth, Jushiro in sixth, R. Sigma in seventh with 15 points, Gator in eighth, Maximus in ninth, I am sitting there in 10th with 7 points, and Bosavis and Viger are bringing up the rear.
Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. They got to use what's in their noggin, so no computers, guys. It's all your heads and nothing else. So these guys are playing for $20 in PokemonCenter.com/TPublic credit, depending on their things, because Basket makes life complicated.
I propose that from now on, those $20 credits is going to be a basket of Pokemon goodies.
A basket,
like, basket
of Pokemon.
I like that. A unit.
There we go. Basket of Pokemon goodies.
I still haven't received my commemorative fruit basket.
But all right. That means these guys are going to be giving 5 questions today about Pokemon. They are going to get 1 point per question. However, one of these questions will have a bonus point attached to it, and they have a hint that they can use throughout this entire series of questions to help them further get the help, but if they don't use it and they get all the questions correct, they can cash it in for another point for a possible maximum total of 7. However, 6 points are possible. I should make that clear so that everybody understands 6 points are possible. So we are going to go ahead and jump right into it if you guys are ready. It doesn't matter what anybody gets, because as long as Whimsicott gets one of them right today, she wins the whole shebang, and Scrawn, you get carryover. You get rollover points.
How many points do we need?
One. She's at 29.
I'm sorry.
It's a race to 30.
That is very anticlimactic.
So, okay, I'll help you get that 1 point. You help me get all seven, okay?
Or you can sabotage her and come back in a couple of weeks. So,
no, Thatch, the answer is Diglett to everything. Don't listen to her.
And Diglett's correct. All right.
Loudest voice is always the correct one.
All right, so we are going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and ask you the first question. The first question this week is, what attack has a damage range of 0.5 to 1.5 the user's level?
Is it Psywave?
Oh, it's Psywave. Yeah, it totally is. That's the only... It fluctuates depending on damage, and it depends on the level of the user. Yeah, because like attacks like Dragon Rage, Sonic Boom, and Seismic Toss have fixed amount of damages. Well, Seismic Toss has a fixed amount of damage based on user's level, along with Nightshade. But Dragon Rage and Sonic Boom do 40 and 20 damage respectively. But Psywave can fluctuate depending on the level and a range. So yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yes.
Psywave is correct. So that's 1 point. Yeet. Congratulations, Lindsaycott. You crossed the finish line. Woo!
Yay! All right. Just in time now for let's my just birthday.
Yeah, it is your birthday. Happy birthday to you, because it is tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday.
Tomorrow. Thanks. Cool.
It's tomorrow as of recording. So we're going to go.
Which means it's the yesterday. Day before yesterday.
It's yesterday.
Oh, gosh. Time travel is confusing.
All right. Question number two. So Chingling is now out in Pokemon Go. But in the video game, what item allows you to hatch Chingling from an egg?
It's an incense. Is it the lock incense? I don't know.
The lock?
Yeah, the lock incense. I don't know this
I'm
one.
I'm pretty sure it's odd incense.
It might very well be.
Yeah, because lax incense was Wobbuffet to Why Not. Wave incense to Azurill.
Mm-mm.
No, lax incense is Munchlax. So
yes.
What was Wobbuffet to Why Not again? Or was that just natural that it would become a Why Not? I don't know.
I don't know. I've never used these.
Yeah, because I think you have to use. I think it is the odd incense for that. Oh my goodness.
I'm fine with that answer.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I know you are. You just won.
No, it's just because I don't know any better.
Yeah, let's go with odd incense. I don't have a better guess.
That is unfortunately incorrect. It is the pure incense. The odd incense is the one that allows you to hatch Mime Jr.
Oh,
I'm sure these are all very memorable, so you should know these.
Right.
No sarcasm whatsoever.
Yep.
All right, so you're still at one. You're one for two right now. So this next question is one that I wrote up very quickly before we started this segment, so hopefully you guys can get the answer. What Pokemon, along with Electivire, Magmortar, and Tangrowth, is the only Generation 4 Pokemon that explicitly requires the use of a Generation 3 game in order to be available until before the release of Pokemon Platinum?
Oh, that's cool. I didn't think we'd have that question. I know, like, the Meteor Pokemon, Lunatone, and Solrock were available only that way. Because what you do is you'd have an old version DS, you plug the game in the bottom, and whenever you had that game cartridge in while Diamond or Pearl is in, you can find certain Pokemon like Magby, Elekid, and Tangela. But what's the other one? Maybe it's Swinub? Because I think you can find Swinub near Snowpoint City. I thought you could. I think you can.
I think you can, yes.
So we're looking at Porygon?
Is the question that it requires a Gen 3 game in the slot, or that it requires a Gen 3 game at all?
Both?
Both?
I'll say both, because regardless of whatever you said is true, it needs a Gen 3 game entirely, regardless of whatever way you think about it.
You know, it might be Gallade?
But I'll give you the double slot things required regardless. I'll give you the double slot. It needs to be put in the slot.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it might be Gallade, but I've only played Platinum, and I remember
Yeah, Vault I know you could find Ralts in Platinum there, for sure. In Platinum. I just don't know if it used to be that way.
So because I was, thinking, I was thinking Probopass, but
Oh, you could find those in the Nosepass.
In Diamond and Pearl. Okay, so it's probably got laid. You're probably right that Ralts was only available in Platinum, and that's the difference.
Trying to think of those special evolution items.
I'm gonna need an answer.
I know you gonna. Let's see.
Do you want to use the hint?
Yeah, let's use the hint on this one.
Ooh, okay, so it's not Ralts.
my goodness.
Ash had one of these.
Ash had one of these. Oh, it could be Frostlass. Maybe. No, because he had a Glalie. So, oh. That's not right. Ash had one of these. What Gen 4 Pokemon did Ash have? I don't know.
Oh, I didn't watch Ambipom.
It's Ambipom.
Oh, yes.
I think, probably.
Yeah, sounds right.
Ambipom?
Is Ambipom your final answer?
Wait, maybe it's Gliscor. Oh my god, I don't know. It's one of those two, probably. I don't know for sure. Oh, I can't remember being able to find Gligar in the wild, though. So I'm going to go with Gliscor on this one, I think.
I'm going to trust you. I never did any of these, and I don't know anything about Gen 4, really.
Yeah, let's just go with it. Gliscor.
Gliscor is correct.
Yeah!
Because you had to use the dual slot with Emerald version to be able to catch Gligar in Diamond and Pearl. That dual slot thing was such a cool way to do it, by the way. Yeah, I love that.
It really was.
I wish we had something more like that, but we don't have dual slots anymore. I guess you could do it if there's, like, save data on your Switch or something. Like, you have Let's Go save data. Maybe we can get, like, a special Pokemon in the
Gen
8
game. Like in Smash.
Yeah, like in Smash where we get the spirits.
That's a really weird game to have to insert for it, though, because Gligar was only available in the Safari Zone in Emerald.
Well, Emerald didn't really offer anything different than Ruby and Sapphire did. And so I think they were just like, oh, here's the different thing. Ha ha.
I mean, I guess Smeargle and Sudowoodo.
Mm-hmm. All right. But next question, because you guys are sitting there at 2 for 3. This next question is your bonus point question, and I hope you know your manga. So name two other Pokemon that the character Yellow in the manga has other than Pikachu.
Dodrio? And, is it a Doduo? I think it's Doduo. Well, whatever. Doduo is for sure. I don't remember if that one evolved.
Okay. It should count if he ever had it.
Spoilers. Doduo and, like give Snorlax me a moment. I don't know. Red had a Snorlax. Yellow had
Leffery.
Nope.
I was trying to think of generic Pokemon they'd put in a manga.
She had a ton of Pokemon that she thought were cute and she didn't want them to evolve. Doduo for sure.
Okay.
I'm drawing a blank on everything else.
She thought was cute. So like, if it's Yellow, wouldn't they have the starters, like Bulbasaur or Squirtle?
No, because she has Ash's Red Pikachu, because she's from Pokemon Yellow, you know?
Jigglypuff, maybe? If that's a cute Pokemon.
No, Blue had a Jigglypuff, and by blue I mean green.
Oh, that's really, really confusing.
I'm sorry, it was meant to be. Blue's a girl. But she's called Green in the American version, and she has a Jigglypuff. In the manga.
Okay.
Just rattle off some Gen 1 Pokemon. She didn't have
Jinx.
A psychic type. She didn't have a fighting type that I remember.
Diglett?
Nope. She probably Dynamite. Had... Nope. Okay. Oh, gosh. She has a Rattata, I'm pretty sure.
All right. I'm cool with the answer, Doduo and Rattata.
Okay, let's go with those.
Doduo and Rattata are correct. They all end up evolving. Both of them end up evolving. But she also has a Golem that she received from Brock as a Graveler, a Seadra that she received as a Horsey from Misty. She also has a Butterfree and also an Omastar. So, ba-ba-bum. There you guys go. You guys did get Olma 2 points there, though.
So cute.
Well, she never wanted to evolve any of them, and then right at the last battle, she didn't have a chance to like hit the B button, essentially.
And oh, so yeah, because she lost the Pokedex.
Yeah, and
she gave
so
it
back
to Red.
Yeah, and so they all evolved, like, all at once.
Yeah.
It's a really good moment in the manga. So there you guys go. That is 4 points today. We're going to move on to question number 5. Hopefully you can pick up a fifth point. Our fifth question, as always, is a base stat question, and I want to know what psychic type, or not psychic type, what dark type Pokemon has the highest base special attack?
Coupon
Zoroark comes to mind. Maybe, oh, it's
isn't
Hoopa.
It Coupon Bound?
Yeah, Hoopa, right?
I think so.
I mean, are there any mega dark types or other, I mean, Darkrai, this legendary dark?
I think Hoopa Bound is a bit crazier than that.
Yeah, Hoopa's pretty bonkers.
Is Hoopa your final answer? Gonna...
Yeah, Hoopa.
That is correct. It is Hoopa Unbound. Eat. Hoopa Unbound has a base of 170. I also did the Freudian slip where I asked for the highest psychic type when I meant dark type, and it's a psychic dark type. So there you guys go. Hoopa Unbound. 170. That gives you guys,
I didn't even notice that.
That guy. That
I
gives
didn't
you guys,
think of that either.
Wow. So that gives you guys 5 points today. It doesn't really matter because Whimsicott crossed the finish line. However, Scrawn, you get the rollover. So you get all
Yay.
5 points.
Hee-hee.
And you get all 5 points.
I'm in the lead now.
So right now, Scrawn's in the lead. Whimsicott wins the basket of Pokemon gifts.
We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our Tee Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or, more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.